So a lot of times you have after, you know, you have daf yomi in the morning and there's seven people at the daf yomi, and then people, you know, rush in afterwards. And then you get a minyan for shacharis, and then what you want to know, can you say, you know, Kaddish? Can you say Kaddish afterwards, after the daf yomi finishes? So now you have a minyan of people in the shul. Now you have 30 people in the shul, but only 4 or 5 people listened to the daf, and only, you know, a few people were around for the actual learning. Are you allowed to say Kaddish? So people know, you say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, and then you say Kaddish. Question is that allowed? Is it preferred to say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer? What's the deal with Kaddish? You know, are you supposed to say Kaddish in that situation? So there's a Rambam which says the laws of saying Kaddish Drabbanim. This is a Kaddish Drabbanim. This is not a Kaddish Yasom. So the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Tefillah, where he has Seder Tefillahs Kol Hashana, he talks about Kaddish Drabbanim. And he says that, find the exact language, he says that, oh, here he says, Kaddish Drabbanim, call Asara mi Yisrael, O Yeser, Sha'oskin b'talmud Torah sh'alpeh. Anytime you have 10 men who are sitting and learning halachos of Talmud Torah, or afilu b'midrashos, o b'hagados.
Does that mean Torah
sh'alpeh? Yeah, even Torah sh'alpeh. I mean, even Torah sh'alpeh.
Even
Torah sh'alpeh. Fa'afilu midrashos, o b'hagados, excuse me, even midrashos and agada, k'shein misaymin omer echarim echad mehem, Kaddish b'nusach zeh. So one person says Kaddish, when you have 10 men learning Torah Shabbat Peh, you say Kaddish. And afilu hagadah. The problem is that the Rambam at the end of Pirkei Avos, at the end of the last Mishnah, says, when we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, which is a Dvar Agadah, after there's learning and you want to say Kaddish, because really you can only say Kaddish. It's part of a Mishnah, but it's Agadah. It's an Agadah part of a Mishnah. And we only say this Agadah, because you can only say Kaddish on Divrei Haggadah, on Agada, as opposed to Halacha, it sounds like, from the Rambam. So you seem to have a stira on the Rambam, if you could say Kaddish, the Rabbanan, on 10 men who are learning Halachas, or is it only Agada? Here it says even Agada, which sounds like for sure Halacha you can. And the end of Mishnayis, he seems to say only on Agada. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Brura, in understanding this stira, which is really based on a Magen Avram, says really the Rambam was Chozer, and that really you're allowed to say, really you should only say Kaddish on Dover Agada. In other words, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, or other likewise Agada, if you're just doing the Daf Yomi, you're just doing Halachas, you're learning Mishnah Berurah Seder, that alone would not be enough to be Mechayev you Kaddish. Therefore, the minhag has come out that we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer.
Some people do Mikvot, some...
Exactly, there's another Mishnah, right, that some other people say, right, but it's the same idea, that it needs to be on a Dover Agada. The Lubavitcher minhag to say the Mishnah Mikvos, we'll see how that's relevant. That may be that they want to have a Dvar Halacha as well as Dvar Agada to be Yotze, both ideas of the Rambam, perhaps, but we'll see. So how do you pass? Can I walk home? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that in Simen Nun Dalid Os Tes, Mishnah Berurah writes that the Achar Tanach, he writes, he says, before that he says, the line above, he says, Uvizeh Yesh Li Zar, Kishalom de Mishnayis, Yomru Besofa Limud Hamaimer, to Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, Uchedoma, or something similar, Kadeshi Yuchu Lomer Al Ze, Yedeze Acher Kacha Kaddish Drabon. By saying Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, you've now made it a Dvar Agada, and now you're able to say Kaddish, because the Kaddish is primarily on a Dvar Agada. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Right, Rabbi Shmuel Omer or Rabbi Chanani ben
Akash. Rabbi Shmuel is in a Gata? It doesn't sound like it's in a
Gata. What did I say, Rabbi Shmuel? I meant Rabbi Chanani ben Akash.
No, I'm saying when you say Rabbi Shmuel in the morning.
Yeah, it's a similar idea. The reason why you
invoke a Kaddish Derabanan.
Correct. So I think we also say it's like a similar Dvar Agada that they said over. I'm not sure. The situation Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Maybe that's a little bit different. They talk about it. Both can talk about it. But for now, just assume you're on a Mishnah, you're on a Seder Limud, and now you want to say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. So Mishnah Berurah says, that's why we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash. So it's Ki Kaddish Ikra Kaddish Zeh Niskanal Dvar Ha Agada.
Why does Agada
require? So why Agada specifically? Why does Agada cause? So it's based on the Gemara in Sota, the end of Sota, which seems to say that Dvar Agada, learning Agada, you know, is... a good thing, and it will increase, you know, the some type of kedusha and stuff like that. It's somehow a din in agada per se.
You think that agada, in the scheme of learning, you think it
would be... agada is not as high as
like,
correct.
Gemara in Brachos also says that you should end with a stop like psak halacha, not.
Correct. This is not necessarily something which is equating, you know, in terms of level of learning. This seems to be that Dvar Agada, at least, is Mechayev
a Kaddish. That seems like it might be a spirit, though, because you can say that you're supposed to end off before davening with something that's like a Psak Halacha, right?
Correct. We want a Halacha Psuka for correct, but that may be for other reasons, you know. But here,
yeah,
in terms of this, is just a din in the Kaddish. There's an order to say Kaddish Drabanan, there needs to be a Dvar Agada. I'm not 100% sure I fully caught myself
why the
reasoning behind the Dvar Agada per se, but that seems to be based on this Rambam that this Rabbi Chanani ben Akash went. Fine. Okay, so now that's fine. So we definitely understand that now there's an inyan of saying Kaddish after Dvar Agada, that's Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. But what about the question is, you don't have a minyan? I mean, you only have 7 people doing the daf, let's say, and now you have 10 people afterwards. So are you allowed to say Kaddish in general?
You're saying they don't hear the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash.
That's the question. What do they have to hear or not?
You're saying
they have to hear Rabbi Chanani
ben Akash Omer, that's, you're being, that,
that's exactly it. That's the issue we're going to deal with right now. So the Mishnah Berurah later on says, by Nunhei Beis, the next Mishnah Berurah, who says, he says, Kosova Taz, he's talking about Pesuk in Zimra, if you don't have 10 people for Pesuk in Zimra. And then he basically says, V'chein b'chol limud sh'adam lomed, Pesukim al agada, O ba miris aleinu, O ba miris ashrei shekodem mincha, O ba miris tilim baboker, imay bli minyan v'nistam min takef minyan. In other words, when you're saying what when you're learning, and only afterwards does a minyan come right in afterwards, sheyei shlomer kaddish. That you would be allowed to say kaddish in that point, as long as the minyan is there by the time of kaddish, then that's fine. The minyan doesn't have to hear anything else, as long as they're there for the shas of kaddish. Comes along the Magen Avraham, the next line in the Mishnah Berurah, and says, no, Magen Avraham will kosev kain. It's based on the Lechem Chamudos, v'chein me'agra, mukhaka Magen Avraham. Al kain, eskimu achronim, da'anachon shiyomru achrakach mizmar, o shlosh psukim biyomer kaddish. In other words, that's really why we say this Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, because we want it to be that there are 10 people around by the time of the learning itself. So therefore, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash is the actual learning. So meaning, you could be doing daf yomi with 7 people. Is that mechayev a kaddish? Probably not, because you only have 7 people at the time in the daf yomi. Now come, you have 20 people in the shul, the daf yomi is over, and 20 people pile in. So we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, we think it's going on the Gemara learning, but really it's not. Really it's kind of like the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer is the learning. We choose a learning which is Dvar Agada, because it's Yotzei all the days of the Rambam, and then you say kaddish on that learning, which is the learning is Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. So it's very funny. It's not like the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer is like an end to the learning. It's kind of like that is the ikar. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash is the thing which is mechayev the whole kaddish in the first place. So then the question is, so should you even say the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash? Right, why bother?
There's 10 people there that you would just say it.
Okay, so we're going to get to that in a second. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, let's say you only have, okay, so let's say you got 10 people there at the time of the learning. Okay, fine. But only 2 people are learning. In other words, let's say everyone files in, but no one's listening to Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer in the first place. Only one person's saying Rabbi Chanani ben Akash to begin with, so how does that play out? Because, okay, if we understand Rabbi Chanani ben Akash is the learning itself, so you would think 10 people have to actually partake in the actual learning itself. So the Mishnah Berurah in the previous Mishnah Berurah, in the previous one, ended off and he said, well, 1 second, he says, Vafilim rak shnayim ushlosh shalomdim omrim kaddish kishyei shamasara. He says, as long as there's 2 or 3 people learning, that's sufficient to say the Kaddish. So in other words, and then later on the Be'er Halacha in Kufnan Behei says, even if 1 person's learning. So in other words, it's okay, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if 1 person says, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, but the other 9, I guess, aren't learning, they're not even listening to Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, but 1 person is learning, because he's saying Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, 9 other people are in the room when he says, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, and everything's fine. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, our minhag is good. You have 7 people by a daf yomi, that's not mechayev a kaddish. Comes along at the end, now you've got 40 more people in the shul, no one's listening to anything, everyone's putting on their talis, everyone's saying karbanos, whatever. And now 1 person wants to end off the learning, so
the guy saying it is good enough.
I'm not sure I fully understand why you'd be saying it, but basically 1 person is saying it, the guy who screams out, Rabbi Chanani kaddish baruch hu, so that guy is learning mishnayis. 9 other people are in the room when he says it. Shema Yisrael, according to Mishnah Berurah, everything's fine. It may not be encouraged to do this, but at least definitely an inyan to do that. Fine. Problem is, Aruch HaShulchan says you should absolutely not do that. Because he says it's not true. He says you have to have 10 people learning the actual thing. So all 10 people, seemingly, would have to say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer in order to be Mechayiv in Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. Listen to what he says.
You're not saying that you know the reason why we're actually doing this, right?
Right, I'm going to explain it. I don't fully understand why.
Why
you
even
need a Kaddish to Rabban?
Why would we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer? Why? What would be the point of that? You're saying, but you can say as many times as you can to say Kaddish Baruch Hu, to give praise to Kaddish Baruch Hu, that might be the reason.
Right, I mean, what's in is a good thing.
Why not? What is it? Why does there have to be learning before?
Right,
so I can just walk into the shul.
Exactly.
I'm
on the same page. I'm a little bit confused about that myself. It's something to think about, that if the whole point of the Rabbi Chaim and Akash is Mechayev you, so then,
why not somebody just walk in and say
exactly, just then come here and type it in a supermarket. All of a sudden, you're online, Rabbi say, Rabbi Chaim and Akash, Rabbi say, Akash Baruch Hu. If that's the end of the day, that's kind of like what the Aruch HaShulchan's Taina perhaps is on the Mishnah Berurah, is that Aruch HaShulchan, this line, he says, Aruch HaShulchan, and with this, is Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you, then a wild Rav Moshe first. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Lefize yish ligur ba'anoshim k'sheshem yardzeit lomdim ba'atzma eiz a perek mishnayis. They just learn by themselves a perek mishnayis, lomdim kaddish, and then they say kaddish in front of 10 other people, you know? And so that's...
That would make more sense. If you have a yardzeit, you want to say...
But the point is, if you need 10 people, he says, Mavur mitvav, the davka asara lomdim biyachad, yeshushus lomdim kaddish zeh. Correct, but then according to that, 10 people have to really be... I don't know if they have to say the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, but they have to at least be listening to Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. According to Aruch HaShulchan, if 10 people aren't really focusing on the Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, then it's a waste of a Kaddish. So that's wild. Yeah? That's Aruch HaShulchan. Fine. Halacha Maaser, Rav Moshe says, well, what about the case that happens in the shul? And the person who says Kaddish always in the morning doesn't come to the Daf Yomi. So you have 7 people at the Daf Yomi. They wait for this guy to come in 2 minutes before, you know, Shacharis. You end off, and then you say, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, and then the guy says Kaddish. So it's a little bit confusing to understand, is that person allowed to say Kaddish? A, he hasn't learned. B, he's not saying Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. Okay, so he has to then even focus on Rabbi Chanani ben Akash. Is that enough or not? So Rav Moshe is a little bit vague about that. Rav Moshe, in Chelkei, but in Yoridea, he writes, he says, Im yocho omer Kaddish d'rabbanan amasha tzibra lamdu kishalo lamad imohem. Is he allowed to say Kaddish on something that he's not learning, you know, but he's the one saying Kaddish. So let's say we wouldn't say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer. Let's say we'd have 10 people in the Daf Yomi. 10 people in the Daf Yomi, they're all learning together. Then you wouldn't even have to say really a Kaddish. You don't really need to say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, except for that other Rambam. But it's still okay, so we would just say Rabbi Chanani would be nice. But then the Ikra
Limud. It's not an Agata.
It may not be an Agata. So maybe the 10 people learning Daf Yomi may still need to say Rabbi Chanani ben Akash Omer, like the other Rambam. But here, if you have 10 people, you really should have a Devar HaGadda. Exactly. 10 people learning Daf Yomi should really say Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha to be Yotzi with Devar HaGadda. But here, so you got the guy who's not learning with them, right? He says, Abba Balimud, he says, Hine Amal Miras, fine. In other words, it's not like it's part of davening. Daf Yomi, although it's widely accepted that every shul is a Daf Yomi, it's not a chelik of davening. It's before davening. Not everyone has to come. It's not like a tzibur type of learning. Right? So you have just a group learning together, but it's not connected to the tzibur. Kamo chever shomdim perik mishnayis, or the chever shas shomdim chabur daf gemara b'chol yom, i.e. daf yomi, right? Oh, ayu alomdim b'chol shabbos. Ayu mistabrishim lo lomani moem, ein lo lomar kaddish. Miachar dol shayach lo imudam, bu atzmo halo lomani. This guy who comes in a minute before davening, he didn't learn daf yomi. Why should he say kaddish? So Elamai, he says, if he would have learned, he said, but he wasn't okay, he wasn't the Mitsuyan of this year. Let's say he just came to the back and he, you know, I don't know, spaced out or he daydreamed. Okay, then it's enough, says Ramosha, he could say Kaddish, because we don't like At least we don't, like, test you enough to say, God, did you participate in the shiur? Okay, so you get one word here, one word there, that's fine. But he says, what you really should do, k'sh'osim k'roi, sh'umisayimim b'davar agadah, k'mashnisim rabbi chanani min akashu b'raisa, d'chol ha'shon ra'alachos, d'zem mivinin v'aday, y'chol no makadish. That's really another reason why, says Rav Moshe, why we say Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha. Not only to give the Daf Yomi people a Dover Agadah to say Kaddish on, but to say the guy who's saying Kaddish, now he could participate in the learning. So if the guy comes in after you said Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, really you shouldn't say Kaddish. So in other words, let's talk about the final thing. Is what happens is this is an interesting question. You have one guy who's part of a Daf Yomi who's saying Kaddish. So you have 10 guys in the Daf Yomi. One guy out of the 10 is saying Kaddish. And all of a sudden, as he starts saying Kaddish, a guy walks in right afterwards. That other guy probably shouldn't say Kaddish to Rabban because he missed the daf. He missed Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer. And he just walks in just for the sake of Kaddish. He really shouldn't say Kaddish, according to Rav Moshe, because he's not shayach and a chelik of this Kaddish. Shkayach.